discussions at Davos around the carbon bubble. What happened?
Well, I'm cautiously encouraged because in my 25 years of working on climate change, I've never encountered an issue that's got traction as quickly as this argument that the majority of the fossil fuels have to be unburnt, and therefore there's real risk in the financial sector that is not being recognized. And that's what we have been discussing, me and my colleagues from Carbon Tracker here in Davos, for the last couple of days. And I think I'm safe in saying that there's real resonance with people right across the financial sector. And I'm talking about, you know, really senior people of the type that come to Davos. So in the year ahead, I'm really cautiously optimistic that Carbon Tracker and other organizations working on this issue like Ceres and the Carbon Disclosure Project can actually take the argument forward and provide ammunition for the negotiators that will strengthen their arm and give them the chance of delivering what we need in Paris in December 2015.
But, you know, it's great. So the concept is, people really get it. But, I mean, taking it from that, very senior people paying attention to actually it having an impact on the very companies who it needs to have an impact on, what's got to change? Where are we going to see movement?
Well, part of the argument is that the market is already evidently moving. You've got big insurance companies and pension funds pulling their capital out of fossil fuel companies, citing the risk of stranded assets, citing the work of Carbon Tracker, talking about Storebrand, one of the five Swedish pension funds, one of the big local government pension funds in Australia. So I see the worry on the faces of the fossil fuel incumbencies when they're dealing with this kind of thing because, you know, if this is the beginning of something that can become a big trend, that's worrying enough for them. But the thing that's even more worrying is the pressure that they're coming under CapEx, because they've got to deploy this capital expenditure to develop reserves, turn them into fossil fuels above ground to burn, and also turn resources into reserves. And this is fully $670 billion a year that routinely and historically they've been able to get from the capital markets. But now if they've got worried investors who are worrying that the money might be wasted, that the assets might be stranded, why, you know, Houston, they have a problem. So this is why we're told the oil industry has got together a committee specifically to try and deal with the carbon stranded assets problem in the year ahead. And it's going to be a very interesting struggle.
Great. Jeremy, thank you very much.